Morning Watch, The Will of God, Week 5, The Will of God, Our Sanctification, Friday, Related Verses, 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, And the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete, without blame, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who called you, who also will do it. 2 Timothy 1, 6-7. For which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16-18. Always rejoice, unceasingly pray. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. John 4:24. God is spirit, and those who worship him worship in spirit and truthfulness. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Therefore, since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and of spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Romans 8:6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Suggested reading. Our spirit is composed of three parts: the conscience, the fellowship, and the intuition. Our spirit is mainly for us to have fellowship with God. When we have fellowship with God, we contact him. This contact with God spontaneously gives us a sense of God, a consciousness of God. Intuition denotes the direct sense and consciousness that come from God. Through this intuition, we can know whether we are right or wrong. If we are wrong, we shall be condemned by our conscience. But if we are right, we shall be justified by our conscience. Our conscience, therefore, either accuses and condemns, or excuses and justifies. The way to preserve our spirit is first to exercise it, to have fellowship with God. If we fail to exercise our spirit in this way, we shall leave it in a deadened situation. Whenever we Christians come together in a church meeting, we need to function. We need to pray, praise, or give a word of testimony. This is to exercise our spirit and not allow it to remain dormant or in a deadened situation. The first way to preserve our spirit is to keep it living through proper exercise. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 19 say, always rejoice, unceasingly pray. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. To rejoice, pray, and give thanks are to exercise our spirit. When we exercise our spirit in this way, we cause it to be living. Exercising the spirit to keep it living is the first way to preserve it. How can we release our spirit from a situation of deadness? We can do it through exercising our spirit by rejoicing, praying, and thanking. Because of the fall, our spirit has been deadened. Our spirit, therefore, must overcome the problem of deadness. Many times the saints attend the church meetings in death and sit in their chair with a deadened spirit, but other parts of their being may be very active. For example, in their thoughts, they may criticize the testimonies given by others. They may think that some testimonies are not real and that others are full of oldness. The spirit of an unbeliever is absolutely dead. Most of those around you at school, at work, or in your neighborhood are utterly dead in their spirit. Have you been sanctified, separated from a spirit-deadening situation? We need to pull our spirit out of death and cooperate with the operation of the triune God in sanctifying us. Because we have been regenerated, we need to be different. We need to show that our spirit is living, that it is not deadened. Thus our spirit should rejoice, pray, and give thanks to the Lord. Another way to preserve our spirit is found in 2 Corinthians 7:1. In this verse, Paul says, "Having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." This verse indicates that we should abstain from all defilement of both flesh and spirit. We need to stay away from anything that contaminates our spirit. In Shanghai, I learned to close my eyes and pray when taking the ride to the meeting hall by streetcar. This preserved my spirit. If you become contaminated by looking at certain pictures, your spirit will be defiled, contaminated, and deadened. As a result, you will not be able to pray unless you first ask the Lord to cleanse you from all defilement. I offer this as an illustration of our need to cooperate with the sanctifying, triune God to have our spirit preserved from deadness and contamination.